Hello, welcome to Q&A with Perry A. and Merry Christmas. This is where we talk and you bring your questions about calcium bentonite clay. It is the busy season, so I'm going to start by asking, have you had your clay today? We all seem to get stressed out during the holidays, and that stress really builds up a stomach acidity, and clay is one of the best and easiest ways to bring your body into balance in that regard. Now, how to quiet your mind is something else. I just know when I get into overload, that's the time I need to sit and be still and really shut my mind talk down for a little while. Just to sit and close your eyes and take a few breaths, really when you think you don't have time. When you do that and you get your energy back in your body, and just 2 minutes of relaxation and quieting the mind, and you'll be much more effective and efficient in accomplishing your task. I promise you that. So take a few breaks and remember to breathe and that everything is okay and it doesn't have to be perfect. And if something gets left undone, it's okay. And when you have a catastrophe, you don't have to repeat the story to everybody and be a victim of it. I had a party planned for Tuesday and had six ladies coming for lunch. And 30 minutes before they got here, my backup box on my computer went out. And when it does, it squeals. And the only thing that will stop the squealing, unplugging it doesn't affect it. You have to take the battery out. And it's a big, heavy thing under the computer with all the wires. So I just got it out and unplugged it. And, of course, it took time I hadn't planned on. And I just let it be okay. And I noticed when people arrived, I wanted to tell them about my challenge. It's like we want to give an excuse for why we're not quite perfect and every hair isn't in place, as if it wasn't anyway. Whatever is perfect. But we have another idea in our minds that some things are supposed to go differently. And I made a conscious decision when I was returning this box and getting another one not to go in and complain to the people at Best Buy. You know, I can't believe this went out. It was still under warranty and yada, yada, yada. The fact is it went out. And I really had to bite my tongue and set an intention not to complain, just to go in and say, I need to exchange this for a new one. And it was quite a challenge because I wanted to tell them how inconvenient it was and the squealing sound. And I just wanted to make up this story. And making up the story would just make me a victim. But I was so free when I chose to let go of it. So I'm getting off track here with holiday chit-chat, and I'm going to go over and see if we have any questions in queue. Last time we had a question that I didn't quite answer correctly. A gentleman asked, is there lye in your soap? And the answer is yes, there is, and it's impossible to make any soap without using lye. No lye, no soap. Soap is simply a mixture of oil and lye. You take the oils, mix them with lye, and the chemical reaction, which is saponification, creates the soap. When you mix them together, they just bubble and foam. It's amazing to watch them. It definitely has a reaction. Some people say they make soap without using lye. What they're doing is taking melt and pour soap, melting it, adding whatever they want in color and fragrances. They don't realize the melt and pour base they're using was made using oils and lye. The lye is no longer present once the soap is saponified. It completely transitions it and changes it. This takes approximately 24 to 48 hours. Different soaps have different qualities based on the types of oils that are used. You can literally use any kind of oil to make soap, or any combination of oils. Some are more desirable than others, but any oil can make soap. And what additives are used, such as clay or colorants or milks or fragrances. The gentlest soap you can use is a mixture of Castile soap, which is 100% olive oil and lye. No other additives. This soap takes a year to cure because of the soft quality of the olive oil. So there's your answer to, is there lye in soap? And I have a question in queue from Marcella in Houston. I just purchased a jar of Indian healing clay, deep pore cleansing, 100% natural calcium bentonite clay by the Health and Beauty Aztec Secret at my local grocery store. I have read some of the testimonials online and also had prior knowledge about the clay on YouTube. However, I've never heard of anyone actually ingesting the clay. The question is this type of clay that I bought just purchased able to be ingested, even though the outside of the container says for external use only? You know, if it says for external use only, it means for external use only. So the clay is not that safe. Natural clay just means something hadn't been added to it. All clay deposits are natural. They try to distinguish their clay and separate it from other things by using different words. All the clay companies do, and it can be confusing. So natural means they didn't add anything to it. You just have the pure clay coming out of the ground. Natural and pure are two different things. So this clay hasn't been checked for purity, and I wouldn't take it internally. Just use it topically, and nope, I wouldn't take that one internally. Thank you. Let's see if we have any more questions coming in. No questions at the moment. You know, this is the busy season, and I don't think we'll probably have too many people online today because it is such a busy season. And a lot of people will be listening in to hear the review of it afterwards because we post it online. So let's talk a little about clay for the holidays and how we can use it for the holidays. You know, I've already started my holiday cooking, and I'm in and out of the oven, and I keep a jar of hydrated clay on my kitchen cabinet for burns. Invariably, you'll pop grease out or hit an oven rack or pick up something and forget the handle is metal and burn yourself, and there's nothing faster to take the pain away of a burn than clay. You just literally put it on and it annihilates the pain. And if you keep it on there, you won't blister. So we invite people to keep some clay around during the holidays. If you take a sip of hot coffee or punch or tea and it's real hot and you scald your mouth, or like the gentleman that ate a hot bite of pizza and it stuck to the roof of his mouth and burned his mouth, drink some clay right around, hold it in your mouth and swish it around a little bit, and it'll stop that horrible pain and keep you from losing taste buds for a while. Other things to use it for is cuts. In the kitchen when we're chopping, yesterday I was peeling potatoes and almost peeled a piece of my finger. And again, you put the clay on there. I've seen deep cuts that were cut to the bone, and they just, one person used the dry powder to stop the bleeding, packed the dry powder on there, and after the dry powder stopped the bleeding, they would take the hydrated clay, the cleansing clay mask, the mud-like clay, put it on real thick and wrap saran wrap around it, and just leave it on there all day and put a fresh one on at night, a fresh one the next day. And in a couple of days, it literally pulled the wound together and healed it. And it noticed that there's no scar tissue built up with clay when you use clay to close a wound or a sore. So those are some uses. Now, when you've been on your feet all day cooking, it's very tiring to the muscles of your bodies that aren't used to that. Usually our kitchen floors are linoleum or stone, so it's like standing on concrete. it's a little harder on the body. The most amazing thing is to take a clay bath after you have had a grueling day and you're achy all over. It's muscle aches and your shoulders hurt and your neck hurts and it's stiff and your back's sore and your knees are hurting and your muscles hurt. You've been bending over and picking up and cleaning and vacuuming. Go take a clay bath. Make time to give yourself a bath. There's a video of how to mix the clay for a bath on livingclayco.com. Click on clay information and then click on mixing directions. Go down the bottom. Shows you how to make the clay. So mix up some clay, pour it in the bathtub, get in and soak for 15 or 20 minutes. When you get out, all those aches and pains are gone. It still amazes me that they can leave that quickly. I overdid it last month and hurt everywhere on my body, and it was muscle strain. And I didn't have but half a cup of clay, and I used it in my bath, and it did the job. I got out, and that they had just gone. It's so amazing. And your skin feels baby soft after a clay bath. So there's so many benefits to a clay bath. Take it at night. It relaxes you and you just sleep like a baby. Another thing I'm going to recommend is drink clay during the holidays. That's when everybody gets out butter to cook with. So you have a lot of cholesterol in the cooking and the making of candies and sauces and things. And these dips and all the cream cheese and all of this. Clay absorbs excess oils. So if you drink a little clay before you eat, the buttery stuff in the, you know, that turns to oil-like, is going to be absorbed before it goes into your system. And that way you can help lower your cholesterol. So, you know, eating pizza, cheeses, a lot of cheeses are served during the holidays, salami. You have a lot of oils and that, and fats and that. So take a shot of clay before you go out to these parties. And for hangover, there is absolutely nothing better than clay. You take, when you come in from partying, take a drink of clay, a shot of clay. I have a little shot glass. It's about 2 ounces or an ounce. And I fill it with clay, and I just drink her down, and then I drink a little water afterwards. And the next morning, you have no hangover, no dry mouth, no wine ache, whatever it is from wine that's different from drinking alcohol. And if you've cheered a little bit too long, you're going to feel fresh as a daisy the next morning. I promise you this, so don't forget to keep your clay out when you get home from the party and take some. I have a question from Linda in Kansas City. Hi, Perry. A while ago on one of your shows, you mentioned a lady who used clay to soak her feet, and eventually the clay healed her bunions. How long did I need to soak my feet to do this to occur? The one that affected her bunions was drinking the clay. She started drinking the clay, and she noticed the first night she felt a tingling around her bunion. There's a built-up, I don't know if it's calcium or cartilage or what, that builds up around these joints. When you have arthritis, you've seen older people with knotted fingers and joints. Something about drinking the clay reduces that, and it takes the pain away, and it reduces that built-up that's locking in that joint so it won't move. And when you use it now, you want to be sure and get shoes that aren't pinching that toe in and causing that bunion too. A clay soak is always good. Most people that can't take a clay bath use a clay foot soak to detox with. Or if you have toenail fungus or athlete foots or something like that, they take the clay baths for. I would recommend you doing both. You can put the clay on topically over the bunion. I just prefer, if you like to take a clay bath, foot bath, that's fine. I prefer just to take the hydrated clay, the clay mud mask, and put it real thickly all around that joint, and then wrap your foot in saran wrap. Do it at night like that and put a sock on and sleep with it on. And you want to put it on real thick. And then drink the clay too. And I think 2 ounces twice a day would be enough for that. So try that and see if that doesn't help those bunions. And get rid of those shoes that are causing it. Or find some that make your feet happy. Okay? Good question there. Let's see if we have any more questions coming in. Not at the moment, so I'm just going to go back and chat about clay. And we have a few people on the phone line. If anybody on the phone line has a specific question you would like to ask, if you will press star 2 on your computer, it will open your line and I can acknowledge you and you can share with me over the line what your question is. So that's star 2 if you have a question. So we've talked about some of the uses for the clay during the holidays. We really do get stressed during the holidays, and that's when your neck gets tight and stiff from being too long at your computer or working. You know, take some of the clay and rub it on those sore muscles and just rub it on your neck and shoulders. I just do it and put my clothes kind of back over it. I rub it in where it's not too wet or too thick and just leave a thin coat on and put my shirt back on over it, and it just takes that stiffness out of your neck. I'm trying to think of other holiday references other than drinking the clay and taking the clay baths, which I believe in so profusely. But I went out this morning and I noticed it's kind of that time of the year, and my rose bush, one of my rose bush has some mildew on it, so I fixed a little clay water and went out and sprayed it to, I could see the black leaves, and then there were some leaves that were starting to get this little gray fuzz on it. So I sprayed them all down to protect my plants. Remember, you can use this on plants as well. Watering your plants occasionally with clay water is like fertilizing them. When I mix my liquid, when the Living Clay Company mixes, they skim off the top and they let the clay settle and all the heavier particles float to the bottom. So you don't ever get any residue in your clay water. But when you mix it yourself, the heavier particles are going to sift to the bottom. This is the silica. And, when you get down to that, just add a little more water, shake it loose, and go water your plants with it. They will start blooming, and of course now that it's cooler, everything is blooming more. Your house plants get greener. It's just very, very good for them. You know, we had the one guy that was taking the bath water out of his bathtub from a clay bath and throwing it on his lawn in the wintertime when the grass was dead. And the next spring, everywhere he had thrown the water, the grass was taller and greener. So it just shows it does make a difference. So remember to use it on your plants and treat them as well. Of course, pets, it's very important to have clay for pets. Give them a little of the cleansing clay mass, stir it in with their food, and let them eat it twice a day. It's going to keep them free of internal parasites. They seem to have more energy, and old lethargic dogs with achy joints just seem to get around a little better depending on how old and how advanced they are. So try that, and let's see. I don't see anyone online who's opened their line. I don't have any questions. I guess y'all are going to let me talk the whole time, okay? Well, I can talk about clay for a long, long time. Let's talk about some testimonials. I had a lady call the other day and said her 5-year-old daughter has high levels of lead, and she was concerned that maybe she was getting it from the clay. Now, she hadn't been giving it to her very long and was just giving her a teaspoon twice a day. And I said, no, clay takes it out. It doesn't, put it in. And, of course, all clays have some heavy metals in them, and they're in part permeans. It's not anything you can see. They're tiny amounts. But when the clay is birthed through the volcano, the heat of the volcano fuses these minerals together, and it's like baking a cake. You have all the ingredients, but once you stir them up and mix them together and bake them, you can't separate the sugar and the salt and the flour and the soda and all the different ingredients back out of the cake. The same way with the minerals in clay. They're fused together, and they make up a cage of two tetrahedral layers with the octahedral layer in the middle, and they're joined by a very strong bond of an oxygen molecule. And it just makes this really tight cage. And the layers inside the cage are all negative charge. So here's where it gets its magnetic-like attraction for the baddies. Your viruses, your fungus, your molds, your yeast, your infections are positive charge, and it will draw them into it. Now, the clay has an absorption and an adsorption layer. The absorption is the inside of this cage. The adsorption is around the exterior, the little side. Imagine a clay as a little thin business card with negative charges in the middle and negative charges around the outside. Well, in some places, there are positive charges on the outside because it throws off a calcium, a magnesium, a potassium, or a sodium. Those are the dominant minerals that it will throw off in exchange for a stronger positive baddie. It doesn't absorb your nutrients and vitamins because that's all it is. And it's looking for the baddies. It has a wisdom of its own, and it knows what to do. Now, I've been taking the clay daily for over 10 years. I get up in the morning, I take my shower, I take my vitamins, I do my hair, I put on my makeup, I get dressed, I go in the kitchen, and I take my clay, and maybe 45 minutes has passed. And I feel great. I don't take naps. I'm 74 years young. My joints don't ache unless I overdo something, which I can easily do. But just taking the clay on a daily basis really supports your overall immune system. You're healthier. You don't get sick. You're not inclined to get sick as often. And clay is so good for any kind of wound, particularly ones on elderly people that won't heal, these diabetic ulcers or bed sores. You can put, we had a gentleman in a rest home that had a bed sore right on his tailbone that went all the way to the bone. And they started putting the dry powder. He had a pad underneath him, like a diaper spread out underneath him. And they would put the powder there and just put the powder in the wound, and it fleshed back over, and it healed it. And we've had numerous people with diabetic ulcers on their leg. These are big open sores, and the antibiotics don't seem to affect it. They'll put them in the hospital, put them on high levels of antibiotic, and it doesn't help the healing. If you cover that wound in wet clay and keep it covered in wet clay, you don't want it to dry out on an open wound like that, because when it dries, it pulls and it'll crack the edges and may bleed. So keep the wet clay mud thickly over it, like a thick poultice, at least a half an inch thick over the wound. Cover it in saran wrap or Glad press and seal. Leave it on all day. Take it off. If it's really, really bad, you may want to change it twice a day, again at night. Put a fresh one on the next morning and do that, and it's going to start healing and quickly. You will see a difference in a few days. I've known of several people who were scheduled for amputations that started their clay treatment, and within 4 days, it showed an improvement. The pink flesh was coming back, the circulation, the wound was healing. The infection was going away, and they didn't have to do the surgery. So 4 days is not much time to make that much difference. And that's one of the amazing things about clay, is how quickly it works. I was talking to a lady the other day. She said, my son is now a believer. he burnt himself on his motorcycle, and it was a horrible burn and very painful. And I convinced him to put the clay on it, and he was so amazed at how quickly the pain went away. He just couldn't believe it, that within 30 seconds, the pain from that horrible burn was gone. So the clay made a good friend and a clay believer really quickly. And that's what it does. It can make believers of all of us. And let's see, I have a question here from Larry Fowler in Georgetown, Texas. Hi, Larry. For those of us who believe that good fats found in butter, coconut oils, raw milk could be, and calcium, would calcium bentonite clay remove those fats from our diets? If you eat them one on top of the other, yes. If you're eating coconut oil, take your clay separate from it. Give your body a 30 or 45 minutes to absorb the oils and you'll be safe. So, if you want those fats and oils, just stagger your clay a little bit off from them. That's a good question. Thank you, Larry. And we all need some oils in our diet. So if you're one of these taking the vitamin E or the flaxseed oils, things of that nature, give yourself 30, 45 minutes after you take your oil capsules to take your clay or the clay earlier than that, too. So thank you for that question. Sometimes I don't clarify things quite enough, so I appreciate it when we have someone that asks questions like that that I may kind of talk over and overlook. It doesn't look like anybody on the phone wants to talk to me. I'm just going to encourage you during the holidays to not forget your clay. It's going to help you. These are busy times. And use your mind. You know, decide not to be a victim. Don't tell a story. The hardest thing for me to do is not to tell everybody about, you won't believe what happened 30 minutes before my party. And I had to crawl on my hands and knees and unplug everything, and it was real heavy and yada, 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 yada. And in the olden days, I would have told that story to everybody who would listen. Poor, pitiful me. Why we do that, I don't know. It's just, when something throws us off balance, we like to whine and complain. So my intention for today is to have a complaint-free world. And other than telling that as an example, I'm not telling that story again. And I'm not going to be a victim of computer problems. In the past, I just, woe is me, computers don't like me, I can't do anything right, I can't fix them, and I just went into that, and I decided it's okay not to know how to do everything on a computer. It's okay to ask for help, and don't beat yourself up over it. Don't go into the story and the drama. Watch the dramas during the holidays. We all want to complain about how little time we have and how much we need to do. Just go do it, and you'll have more time. The time you spend telling it to everybody that you meet just takes away that much more time from your day. That's a funny thing to look at. Well, today we've had kind of a philosophical question and answer day with clay. I'm going to go back one more time and check and see if we have any more questions coming in. And I'm not seeing any. So I'm going to ask again, have you had your clay today? And if you haven't, go get your clay. Make it through the holidays on a high note. Remember the few tips I said about mentally not being a victim of the holidays. It's a holly jolly time. You can have an intention to have a good day regardless of what challenges pop up unexpectedly in your day. It's always a choice. Let go of the story and the complaining. And be a good role model to the rest of us. Teach us how to live in a complaint-free world. So I wish you all a very Merry Christmas. I think the next time we get together, except for the wellness seminar, will be after Christmas, and that'll be a good time, too, to see how we made it through the holidays. On the 13th, I'm giving my wellness seminar. So for those of you that tune into that, I will see you then. Thank you for listening in, and have a jolly Merry Christmas. This is Perry A. signing out.